From KALW, this is Sights and Sound Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is owner of one of the coolest stores, Cape and Cow Comics in Oakland, Eitan Manoff. Hey, Eitan.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
I'm also happy you're here. Eitan's comic book store is hosting their own Comic Con, and it's called Cape and Cow Con. And that'll be happening at Faction Brewing in Alameda on August 30th. And it's free to attend, so take the kids, take the fam. But right now, we're going to hear Eitan's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay and at home. First up is the graphic novel Raised by Ghosts by Oakland artist Brianna Lowenson. This story is loosely based on Brianna's life as she navigates teen life in the 1990s. She writes about being bullied, dealing with loneliness, and the ups and downs of her friendships. On top of that, her parents were divorced and largely absent from her life. Eitan, of course you would pick a graphic novel, but why this one? I like it. I saw some of the images. I saw like images of AC Transit, so it takes place in the East Bay.
I love this book. I don't know if I've ever read a graphic novel that I connected with so closely. I mean, I went to high school in the Bay in the 90s. I was a teenager at the time, no cell phone, no social media. And this just really captured that feeling and all the big feelings and big emotions and friendships and parents and all of that. And then it's got this great backdrop that you recognized, right? You see Brianna walking down Telegraph Avenue in Berkeley, and there's Moe's Books, you know, or Amoeba Records or something like that. So it just felt like home. And even though her and my experiences are totally different, I still felt very close to it. You know, there's that boredom of being a teenager. Even when you're living a wild teenage life, you're still bored 90% of the time. And that was captured really well. So I enjoy this one. I really think everybody should read it. Plus, Brianna is a teacher here in Oakland, so we got to support our artists right here in town.
All right, shout out to the teacher, shout out to Brianna, shout out to those of us raised in the 90s. That's the graphic novel Raised by Ghosts by Brianna Lowenson. Eitan, we have to chat a little bit about Cape and Cow Con. That's going to be happening at Faction Brewing in Alameda. Publishers, community organizations, local artists, and celebrity guests will be at this comic book convention, and it will also feature past Sights and Sounds guests such as author Awan Matz and illustrator Jessica Fong. Even Brianna Lowenson, who we just talked about, will be there. And this is your fourth year of Cape and Cow Con, and you all are doing some new things like creator panels and live performances. Eitan, there's a lot happening, and again, it is free to attend. Give us an idea of what the folks can expect.
It's the best day. It's the celebration of comics and art and community, and it's family friendly. You said it's free, there's food, there's drinks, and there's comics, and it's the best. And it's a lot of people come, but it's the best way to connect with these creators that make these books, right? You actually get time. It's not like going to San Diego Comic-Con or something where you're waiting in a line, you're getting shuffled past these people, they're signing your book and saying thank you and then moving on to the next one. You can really connect with people both behind the table signing your stuff and the people on your side of the table who are interested in the same thing.
All right, I love it. It's a small town vibe and that beautiful, yes, I know about that beautiful view of the Bay in Alameda. That's Cape and Cow Con at Faction Brewing in Alameda on August 30th. And Eitan, your final pick is the Oakland Skates. The ice hockey team plays at the Oakland Ice Center in downtown. Their mascot is a skate, which is a fish that looks like a stingray. And its name and mascot are actually borrowed from a former roller hockey team that was around in the 1990s in Oakland. The Oakland Skates' upcoming 2026-2027 season will be their first. Eitan, the Oakland Ice Center is a short walk from Cape and Cow. And I know how much sports culture is important to Oakland. And we got to support our minor league teams, too. So tell us more about the Oakland Skates.
Part of why I opened the store here is that this is a neighborhood I knew I wanted to be in. I spent so much time at that rink and hanging out in this neighborhood. I wanted to be there. So when they announced that they were bringing a semi-pro team to my home rink, we're sponsoring the team. We have customers playing on the team.
What?
Minor league hockey is great. Seeing it in a tiny building, this is really like you're going to maybe watch these games with 400 people. There's really no better way to take in sports. And we need more sports in Oakland. All our teams have left. And so when a new one comes, we have to show up for them.
Okay, I agree. And I'm definitely going to check that out. That's the Oakland Skates at the Oakland Ice Center in downtown. I've been speaking with Cape and Cal Comics owner Eitan Manoff. Check out Cape and Cal Con at Faction Brewing in Alameda on August 30th, and it's free to enter. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my program, The Sights and Sound Show with Janae Darden. Catch that every Wednesday at 4 p.m. right here on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sound shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfira Rangel and engineered by James Rowlands. I'm Janae Darden.